Jerry Earl, you're raising awareness on the role of licensed practical nurses, being a licensed practical nurse yourself.
Absolutely, Linda. Many don't realize I've talked about my former career as a paramedic, but when I truly started out, I used to be a licensed practical nurse, proud to be one, and I worked in long-term care in both Carbonear, where I started, and then at the Leonard A. Miller Center, at that time General Hospital. So I'll tell you from far back, and like you said, there's various nurses across the country with different titling. We represent a significant body of licensed practical nurses here in the province that carry out critical roles every day, and the light has been really shone on those roles during the recent pandemic, everything from administering. And also, I'm quite proud to say my wife is a licensed practical nurse, and when I got my vaccination just last week, that's who got to administer my vaccination to me, my wife, who happens to be a licensed practical nurse. So that was a very special moment, being a former LPN, having a current LPN, my wife administered a vaccine. And again, our LPNs work in operating rooms, they work in diagnostic, they work in all OSA areas. Infamous picture this winter in a snowstorm in Mount Pearl when LPN Chrissy was in the hazmat suit, doing swabbing in the swab clinic. So again, they work side by side with a number of healthcare professionals, because one thing I always talk about, Linda, in healthcare is a team of many occupations that work together to serve Newfoundland and Labrador.
We Answer the Call is the theme of this year's Nursing Week. And obviously, from what you've just told us, licensed practical nurses are doing that very thing.
They certainly are. And again, when you go into long-term care, licensed practical nurses work along with personal care attendants and some registered nurses. And look how successful we have been here in Newfoundland, Labrador, in long-term care. They are short-staffed. They are under-resourced. But again, they proudly care for the seniors and those with disabilities in our province. And we've known before this pandemic that they need additional resources. This pandemic has demonstrated that resources are an absolutely critical part. And we just talked with the Minister last week, the Minister of Health, on that, and actually the Premier. So licensed practical nurses, other healthcare providers, even those such as personal care attendants that we represent, have stepped up always, and especially during this pandemic. And like I said, they work in multiple settings, whether that be acute care, long-term care, mental health, public health, community health. So their role is invaluable. Their role is actually expanding in Newfoundland, Labrador, as it should. That's something that we have lobbied for, and we're going to continue to lobby for.
Jerry Earl, thank you.
Thank you very much, Linda, and wish you and your audience a safe day.